You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Solkowski. Syracuse University presented a different aspect of accommodations for people with disabilities this past weekend. Orange Ability offered a day of inclusive and adaptive hockey, basketball, tennis, and more for students and Central New Yorkers who identify with a disability. President of the Disability Student Union, Priya Penner, says that sports are essential to disability culture, especially at SU.
Also, sports generally just bring people together. There's that camaraderie within teams. There's a lot that makes sports a really awesome lens to look into disability culture and disability pride.
But for many of the athletes, sports are more than just a fun social activity. They can also be a life-changing development. Jeff Wright is executive director of Move Along Incorporated, an adaptive sports nonprofit organization. He says athletics push the limits of what it means to use a wheelchair.
Once people realize they're not defined by their disability, but they're defined by what they have ability yet to do, the world opens back up. And they have a lot of fun, they re-engage in life, the depression lifts, the PTSD can lift a little. All those are benefits of getting out and getting active again.
While the event was mostly meant for students with disabilities, everyone who came was encouraged to play the adaptive sports. Professor of Practice in the Department of Engineering, Dr. Ruth Chen, partook in the various activities and has a newfound appreciation for the physical and mental challenge adaptive athletics has to offer.
I have learned a lot by seeing the enthusiasm of the organizers and the participants. And certainly it's a new experience for me in a wheelchair, and I appreciate the difficulties.
Syracuse University has been working on disability issues and rights for decades, having founded the first program in 1994. SU ranks highly in accessibility and disability education compared to other colleges. However, Priya Penner says there is a lot of work that still needs to be done. As a disabled student on campus herself, she says the accessibility could be better, especially in fraternities and sororities. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.